Here we are in that funny little week between Christmas and New Year. A time for looking back and a time for looking forward. So looking back on it, how did this year go for you? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to the program as we finish up this week by taking a look back at the year that's almost gone from a different perspective. And do stick with me because very soon I'll be telling you about my latest life application booklet. It's called Who is Jesus? And I'd love to send you a free copy to help you draw ever closer to Him to become all that He made you to be. But this is the very last week that it'll be available, so don't miss out. There are times in our lives when it feels as though circumstances or events outside of our control have completely taken over our lives. We've all been there, and some people I know are there right now. Perhaps you were looking forward to a family Christmas, and your marriage or somebody else's marriage in your family is starting to fall apart. Or perhaps you find yourself completely alone, or maybe sickness has struck, and you're wondering how to get through it. And at this point, the whole idea even of celebrating Christmas seems completely irrelevant off this planet. Despite what all the happy Christmas ads on television would have us believe, Christmas is not a happy time for many people. It's sad but true. Now, that's not to say that we're all going to have a lousy Christmas, no. But when we scratch the glitzy veneer of what Christmas has become in the 21st century, when you go below the surface, most people have something going on in their lives that takes the shine off what should be, according to what everybody else is telling us, the celebration of Christmas. Season's greetings, peace on earth, Merry Christmas, ho, ho, ho. Yeah, right. Somehow the umpteenth reenactment of the Christmas pantomime at church and that nativity scene in the store window, if you can even find one anywhere these days, just doesn't seem to connect with life's realities when we've been swamped by a wave of whatever it is in our life, in your life, this year. I've had many a Christmas like that over the years. Truly I have. Life can be tough sometimes. And when you're involved in ministry in any way, shape or form, you'll know that it's even tougher because the devil is on your case. You run into opposition and attacks, sometimes seemingly from every direction. And on those Christmases, the pantomime version of Christmas simply isn't enough. You with me? Let's wind the clock back to the old, old story, to the days leading up to the birth of Jesus the Christ. Because when I go back to that story, there's nothing safe, there's nothing comfortable, there's nothing pantomimey at all about it. The road to that very first Christmas was a hard road, and it's on that road that we discover a God who's prepared to get on the journey with us. Think about the circumstances that had overtaken Joseph and Mary's lives to that point. Firstly, they'd fallen in love. Hey, that's a good thing. That's a great thing. That's a special thing. But then Mary falls pregnant to the Holy Spirit, out of wedlock, in a day and age where that was a scandal. You can imagine how Joseph felt, right? Robbed, betrayed, dismayed, hurt, alone, disappointed, angry, the full gamut of emotions. Events had overtaken his life, this one painful event which was completely outside his control. It hurt so much, but being the good guy that he was, he planned to cut off the engagement and to dismiss Mary quietly so as not to make a big thing of it in public. Events, circumstances, things out there that were going to rob him, unbeknown to him at the time, of the very first Christmas. You see, if you're in that boat, you're not the first one. This old, old story has a modern twist in its tale, does it not? The truth of that first Christmas, even though it happened 2,000 years away, is here now when you get behind the pantomime version and you check out what really happened. So there's young Joe about to be robbed of that first Christmas and then God. Whenever circumstances are about to roll over the top of us, it's always, always a case of then God. Because this God who loves you beyond any measure that you would care to apply to his love, he always shows up. He showed up back then for Joseph. Let's have a listen. Now, the birth of Jesus the Messiah took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet, "Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means "God is with us." When Joseph awoke from the sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took her as his wife, but had no marital relations with her until she had borne a son, and he named him Jesus. Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 to 25. I wonder how many times you and I have skimmed over that old story with the attitude, "Oh yeah, I know that one. Yeah, sure, it's fine," without ever really thinking about what it meant for Mary and poor old Joseph. The stress it put on their relationship, the glances and the whispers of scandal that happened in their tight-knit little community. And just when Joseph was about to do what he thought was the decent thing out of his pain, God showed up. God showed up in a mighty way to speak truth and comfort and love and destiny into Joseph's heart. I don't know how real that dream felt to him at the time. Probably it was a really powerful dream if it was from God. But when he woke up, it was still only a dream, but it was enough for Joseph to act upon. He didn't have the gospel accounts of Matthew and Mark and Luke and John to rely on back then, like you and I do have now. He didn't know how it was all going to turn out. But when he heard the voice of God, he acted on it. Christmas is about difficult circumstances. Christmas is all about God breaking into this world in an exquisite blend of love and power and humility. Christmas is about God, and it's about you. And the beauty of it is that you and I do have Matthew, Mark, and Luke and John's account of how it turned out. We know the big picture. We can stand back and see what God was up to in a way that the players back then simply could not. To them, it felt like they were being swept along by events that were out of their control. On top of everything, of course, Caesar had declared that a census was to be taken, which, in the absence of today's modern technology, meant that people had to travel back to their ancestral homes. More about that another time. But from God's vantage point, these weren't unconnected random events. These were all part of his plan to usher a saviour into the world, a Messiah that nobody expected. God is the God of the unexpected. There are no events or circumstances that are beyond him. There are no events or circumstances in your life that escape him or pass him by. He's across everything, absolutely everything, to the minutest detail that's going on in your life. And I'm here to tell you that if your Christmas, isn't quite shaping up to be what the advertisers tell you it should be, if you're not quite heading for that standard issue, ho, ho, ho kind of Christmas this year, then your God is here with you today. Your God just showed up through his word today. Your God is with you in this place that you're in right now, and nothing, not death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate you from the love of God in Christ Jesus your Lord. And that, my friend, makes it a Christmas worth celebrating. Christmas is something that we've all celebrated so often that, let's be honest, it's ever so easy to adopt that ho-hum approach. But Jesus, Jesus changes everything. That's why he came into this world, to change your everything. And that's why I'd love to send you a free copy of my latest booklet, Who is Jesus? Because God's word, let me tell you, it's alive and active, amen? So I'm praying that he'll help you draw closer to Jesus through this booklet than you ever thought possible. You can request your free copy right now at ChristianityWorks.com. You'll see that offer right there toward the top of the homepage. Just click on it, pop in your name and email, and that e-booklet will be on its way to your inbox in just seconds. But this is the very last week that this particular booklet will be available, so don't miss out. That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com. Hey, thank you so much for joining me. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again same time on Monday with a different perspective.